Green Top Grocery has spent the last several months adjusting its business to slow a significant operating loss. The co-op that focuses on locally sourced foods opened in the spring of 2017. A year in, Green Top was on pace to run out of money by the end of this year. At the time, sales were half of what they needed to be, and though things have improved by 30%, the remaining 70% increase has yet to materialize. Green Top Board President Michael Gorman acknowledges more needs to happen to have the business continue. In July, Green Top hired Krista Kramer, a veteran from the Whole Foods chain. GLT's Mary Cullen sits down with Kramer and Michael Gorman to talk about changes and what customers can expect from Green Top in the future.
We are doing a lot better than we were at the beginning of the year. Sales have grown about 30% since then, week over week. And we've taken a lot of steps to improve the store and make it more community-focused and more what our owners are looking for.
We've seen reports of a turnaround effort. What exactly did that effort include?
The turnaround plan is a whole lot of different things all put into one list of items, and we're still working on implementing it. There's a lot still to go, but we've also accomplished a lot, which is why sales have grown 30% since April. Some of the things that we've done, we have hired a new general manager. That's Krista, who's here with me today. We have implemented new sales. We've implemented a new program called Green Top Essentials, which has about 80 different items throughout the store that are sort of your basics for your pantry, things like milk and canned tomatoes and things like that. And with those items, we're taking basically no margin. We're not upping the price from what we get it from our suppliers, just to make sure that the store is accessible to as many community members as possible. And through all those sorts of things, we are growing our sales and we're growing our business and we're on track for sustainability.
Customers in the past have complained about high-priced goods. I believe you addressed those concerns in a story by GLT earlier this year, saying that prices would drop some, but that local food comes at a cost. That was from your previous general manager. What changes have been made to further address the concern of high prices?
So speaking to what we do with our local providers, we've worked out deals with them consistently with our buyers to make sure that we're bringing in fresh products consistently and rotating through products and doing discounts through our providers to our customers. We are also striving to bring in new products from vendors and brokers, and we are also getting discounts on those as well, which we can translate to our customers. So there's a lot of efforts in multiple areas across the store that we're working on right now.
So obviously from your 8 years as a manager at Whole Foods, you bring a lot of experience and expertise to the area. However, Whole Foods is a large chain store and Green Top is a local co-op. So how is your role different in a smaller business?
So looking at how Green Top is, I'm running that store. I had at Whole Foods other individuals that I would reach out to for certain things. I've learned that business maintenance of the store, very important, making sure that you're keeping up on safety standards. Equipment failures are fun to deal with. Everybody loves those. I'm firsthand now dealing with that directly, where before I had a lifeline in a sense. Now it's on me, and I've learned a whole lot over the past 2 months that I've been here. And my experience prior has set me up for that in dealing with anything that would come my way. So I think it was a very good learning experience for me to work at Whole Foods for as long as I did. And Whole Foods had gone through a lot of different phases where the stores were very individual and then moving to more of a corporate model, which is fine for them. But Green Top brings me back down to relying on myself, relying on the team members, and relying on my vendors and my farmers and the community. And I like the grassroots feeling of how Green Top works. It's all on us.
GLT's Mary Cullen spoke with Green Top Board President Michael Gorman and with Krista Kramer, the new general manager of Green Top. In the 7 months from opening to the end of 2017, Green Top added 139 new owners. So far this year, the co-op has welcomed more than 200 owners. Green Top is briefing its owners at a special meeting this evening about future needs and requirements to keep the business open. GLT report on those initiatives at WGLT.org.